Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, messieurs, je suis heureux that I don't have to speak in French because I can't. Professor Markowitz, our speaker this evening, is well known because of his accomplishments during the 30 years that he was attached to the United States Naval Observatory, the last 13 of which he served as director of the Time Service Division. He is a man of boundless energy with just that spark of ingenuity which would qualify Edison's definition of genius, 1% inspiration plus 99% perspiration. F.P. Scott of the United States Naval Observatory tells Markowitz bubbling with enthusiasm over an idea and actually running down the hall to discuss it with him. Well, far from being bubbles, his ideas were generally sound, indicating progressive thinking. Not everyone can live with this drive. One person who has given most loyal support most of this period, it sounds more impressive if I say for a quarter of a century, is the Canadian girl from Montreal named Rosalind Shulamson, who is his charming wife. Their son, Toby, who is a graduate in electrical engineering from Montana University, gives promise of achieving similar prominence in his own field. When Professor Markowitz first arrived at the Naval Observatory, he was old enough to be wise in some of the ways of the world. Before returning a call that someone had said he should return, he went out to a payphone to make this return call. And when he made the connection, the voice came over the line and said, 1:15 p.m. He said, "Yes, I know, I work at the observatory, but did somebody call Dr. Markowitz?" And the only answer he got was the next time announcement. He's one of the few men who has been able to hold down two full-time jobs simultaneously, that of an active research scientist and that of a building contractor. The lovely and well-appointed home that he occupied for many years in Washington was built under his own personal supervision. The disappointment he must have felt when the property was expropriated was compensated for in part by a residence on the observatory grounds and in part by the nameplate on the door next door to him, which said Captain Kidd. Good naval tradition. It is past history that the unit of time has been revised. Because Earth's rotation is not uniform, the old definition of the second was replaced in terms of the annual motion of the Earth around the sun. Ephemeris time, as it is called, is observed by the motion of the moon about the Earth. Now, the dual-rate moon camera, invented by Professor Markowitz in 1951, will hold the moon steady against the background of stars and at the same time reduce its brilliance to that of a relatively faint star, so that a picture can be taken of the moon against the background of stars in a 20 or a 40-second exposure. Well, this experiment of Dr. Markowitz has coincided with the development of the first cesium atomic resonator by Essen in England. The collaboration between these two men resulted in a preliminary definition of the ephemeris second in terms of cesium. The magic number 91926317770 cycles, announced in 1956, has been verified by subsequent observations and last year was adopted by the International Committee of Weights and Measures as the value of the unit of time, the second. Other instrumental developments include two new photographic zenith tubes, some of the novel features of which will be seen tomorrow afternoon. Professor Markowitz has headed international committees and brought luster to the Naval Observatory in Washington by the wise and capable leadership he has given. It might be added that he has learned to converse in Italian and French and Russian and maybe Spanish, I'm not too sure, in order to reduce the linguistic barriers to a minimum. Incidentally, he has learned French because his wife, coming from Montreal, was able to coach him. So it was that after his retirement in 1966, he was a recipient of two awards. One Conrad Gold Medal of the U.S. Navy in June of 1967, and second, Secretary of the Navy's Distinguished Civilian Service Award in November of 1967. Retirement for Professor Markowitz in 1966 was in reality merely a change of jobs. Along with his international commitments, he scarcely had time to tidy up his office in Washington and rush off to his first teaching assignment at Marquette University, Milwaukee, as professor of physics. During the past 2 years, he has given thought to the subject of unidentified flying objects and has contributed a stimulating article to Science last September entitled The Physics and Metaphysics of Unidentified Flying Objects. Tonight, he is to give us more of his research on this topic with the catching title, The Chase of UFOs, A Scientific Paradox of Our Times. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor William Markowitz.